Kathy, would you like to come out and give me a hand? Your mum said it would be all right. You haven't got to do anything difficult. I've got something in my bag and I want you to see if you can guess what it is. You have to come up so people can hear you guessing. You can't take it out. Just feel it and see if you can guess what it is. No?
No.
No? Right, let's take it out and see if anybody else can guess. Anybody got any idea what I've got in my... Now you can see it. You'll have to shout out loud. It's round. It's about that thick. A hat could be. Does it rattle when I shake it? Oh, so it's not a tambourine. No? Kathy, take it out of the bag and show everybody what I've got. That's it. You any the wiser? Hold it up. Oh, it's broken here. Pull that up. There, now you see what it is. It's a bucket. Thank you, Kathy. It's a bucket. I want to tell you a little story I heard years and years ago. Well, it's not a story, it's a true event. A little girl in, I'm not sure even now what country it was. It was either Africa or India. But three times a day, she used to have to walk from her village a quarter of a mile down to the river to draw water to bring back for her family. And she used to do this regularly. She didn't have a nice posh bucket like mine. She had a beaten up old tin bucket that she'd found on a skip that was all dented and rusty. And she used to take it down to the water. Didn't mind going because it was easy. She'd skip along to the river. She'd fill it up, and boy, it was heavy then. And she'd stagger back to the house, fill the water pots indoors, and then later on she'd have to go down to the river again. But there was one problem. No matter how she tried, she couldn't stop her bucket leaking. And she'd walk back, and by the time she got back, she'd lost a quarter of the bucket full of water. And this happened every time. She was losing water. And she used to get upset about it, but she couldn't afford a new bucket, so she used to try and stick mud on it and things to stop the hole, and then another one would come, and she carried on like this. Well, one day a missionary came to her village and told her all about Jesus and the love of Jesus and how he loved people and how if you trusted and followed Jesus, he'd help you, he'd look after you, he'd protect you. And he said, and also, if you pray to Jesus, he will hear your prayers and he will answer them. So she thought, this was a good idea. So she started praying every night. And she used to pray for her family and her friends and the people in the village. And she always finished her prayer with, or she finished the prayer with, and please, Lord Jesus, give me a new bucket. Can you guess what happened when she asked for a new bucket? Did she get one? No. She still had a old, battered old bucket that she used to take down to the water, fill up, stagger back, and lose a quarter of the water. And she got quite upset about this, and she thought, well, you know, I was told Jesus would answer my prayers. Jesus will do and give me what I want. But whatever she prayed, and as long as she prayed, she still had a rusty old bucket. And she got quite depressed and she started blaming Jesus. And when she walked down to the river now, no longer did she skip down. She used to walk down miserably looking at the path, get to the river, fill a bucket up and walk back all miserable. This went on all through the winter, and spring came and she went down to the river to fill a bucket up. And as she stood up and turned round, she looked at the path. One side of it was still dirty, dusty, barren. And on the other side, from the river to the village, was all beautiful spring wild flowers. And it suddenly, she realised, every time she'd carried her bucket back, the water had been watering that side of the path. So all these wonderful flowers came. And the people of the village were so pleased that they started watering the other side. But you see, if Jesus had answered her prayers straight away and given her a brand new bucket, they would never have had that beautiful flowers. Jesus knew what he was doing. He was using that little girl as his gardener and brought a lot of love and enjoyment to that village, because they now had a lovely path down to the river full of wild flowers.